The student was allegedly forced to enter into a gender support plan after disclosing her gender identity to school officials in fall 2022. That plan requires her to use faculty restrooms. Student's attorney, Joseph Wardinsky, says the district's actions violate school policy and federal law.
I think part of it has to do with the really ramped up opposition to transgender students and their rights that we're seeing both in Wisconsin and across the country.
Superintendent Jason Teldock says he can't comment on pending litigation. According to the lawsuit, Elkhorn has 22 trans students. All are reportedly required to use the bathroom that matches their sex assigned at birth. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.